This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Ribs and Knits podcast, where we cover everything godly and girly. We're going to be looking at what we should be clothing ourselves in. You have a choice in life. Do you want to clothe yourself in something that brings you joy and comfort? Or do you want to clothe yourself in something that looks kind of good, but gives you a rash in the long run? We get this choice in life, and we're going to be covering which choice to make. Let's do it together. Let's go.
Hello, ladies, and welcome back to the Ribs and Knits podcast. I'm your host, Emily Beanie, and today we're going to be talking about Ruth. If you have not read the Book of Ruth, I strongly advise that you go and read it, because it's one, just a lovely romantic read. It's just so great, and it just talks about the faithfulness of God and how to be a faithful servant to God, how to follow God with all your heart. It just makes my little heart flutter when I read about Ruth. She just, have you ever heard that comment of like, oh, I want to be a Ruth, I want to find my Boaz? I hear that all the time. So we've got a great few weeks for the girls. We're going to look at Ruth this week. I think we're looking at Hannah next week. And the week after, we're just going to be talking about being a woman of God in general. If you're a boy, don't worry. You don't have to turn it off. This is great. This will help you encourage the females around you. It could be your mum. It could be your sister. It could be your aunt, your cousin, your girlfriend, the girl you fancy at church, or just the sisters in Christ you have at church or around you. These are going to be the episodes that are like, okay, women of God, here we are. This is what we do. It's going to be great. And today we're looking at Ruth. I absolutely love Ruth, as you can obviously tell. But yeah, let's start in Ruth. So let's break down the story of Ruth. What happened? Some of you might have not heard this story before. I'm sorry about that, because you're missing out. Story breakdown. So Naomi and her husband move country because their country is in famine, and so they need to leave because there's a famine. They need to get out, and so they move to a place where there is food. They have two sons. They move. Sadly, Naomi's husband dies, and so she lives with just her sons in this new land. Then they grow up and they get married to two Moabite women, one of them being Ruth. They have 10 years of marriage. Amazing. Then sadly, both sons die. So that means Naomi's son and Ruth's husband both died. So then it's time for Naomi hears that back in her homeland, the Lord is providing for his people. So she goes, you know what? I'm going back. I'm going back to the land I come from, the land I'm from. I'm out of here. So she packs everything up, takes her daughters-in-law and says, we're going. On the way, she goes, oh my gosh, what am I doing? She says to her daughters-in-law, both of you, go back, have a life of your own, go to your people and be with your people, because I've got nothing to give you anymore. I'm your mother-in-law. What do I have? And back then, she's got nothing to her name. And so one of the daughters-in-law, she heads off. But Ruth says to her the famous line, where you go, I will go. Where you lead, I will lead. I will go, whatever the line is. But we all know it. We've all heard probably it. That is Ruth who says that to Naomi. So she's decided to forego her homeland, forego the life she could have. She could remarry. She could find a new hope. But instead, she decides to go with her mother-in-law because she has committed to her mother-in-law. When she got married, she didn't just commit to her husband. She committed to her mother-in-law. And so she goes with Naomi. They go. When they get there, it's like, well, now what do we do? So Ruth decides to glean in the fields. That basically means there's people going across the field collecting, collecting whatever they need to collect, their food, and people behind them pick up the scraps left behind. So Ruth is doing that. She is basically the bottom of the barrel. You have nothing to your name. You basically need to beg. You need to be begging. So she is going behind these people collecting crops. Turns out she's in a man called Boaz's field. Boaz is actually her kinsman redeemer, which means a close relative to her mother-in-law. Not to her, like blood relative, but he's related to her mother-in-law somehow. He takes a liking to her and is like, look after her, keep her safe. You know, no one's allowed to lay a hand on her, protecting her. It's a bit random. Like, you could do that to anyone in your field, but you choose the random Moabite who you don't even know. She's a foreigner. Why do you need to show her grace? So Boaz protects Ruth, then Naomi. She realizes, oh my gosh, Boaz could marry Ruth. Boaz could be with Ruth. So she's like, devises a plan, is like, you should go propose yourself to him. She does that. He's like, I love this. Yes, I want to be your kinsman redeemer. I want to be your new husband. But first I have to go check with another man who is actually a closer relative to your mother-in-law. He goes to him and he's like, do you want to marry Ruth? Because I want to. But if you do, you obviously have to take on her mother-in-law and you have to look after their land. He's like, nah, I don't want to do that. You marry her. So in the presence of a load of people, he's like, guys, I'm going to marry her. I'm going to be with her. She's going to be my wife. So Boaz and Ruth are married. And then the Lord blesses them with children, which means she's gone from a widow to a woman with a husband and children. She's basically got all the blessings that back then you needed to have as a woman. And they then end up being in the genealogy of Jesus. So Ruth is a great grandma of the Jesus Christ. I bet when she was gleaning in those fields, she never thought to herself, maybe I'm going to have children who will have children who will have children who will give birth to the Son of God. I don't think that would have come up. But isn't that crazy? God can use us now for something to happen in hundreds of years. He can use you now in this lifetime. You might do big things, or maybe your great, 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 great grandchildren will do even bigger things. That is the coolest thing. Also, another thing I worked out is that Boaz's mum is the prostitute who helps Israel come into the Holy Land. That's his mum. His mum was a prostitute. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy how the Lord works through people. He took a prostitute who had a son, who marries a gleaner in a field, who eventually is the great-great-great-grandmother of Jesus. The Lord can use you. That is the first thing we've learned from this story, is that God can use you. He can use you for you. He can use your grandchildren. He can use your great-great-grandmother. He can use anyone. And you might not even know you're being used. You might not even know that you're part of a big story, like Ruth will have not known. But she was. Okay, so there are a few things we learn from Ruth that we can apply to our lives, that we can live out. So firstly, she is kind. Ruth 1 verse 8, it says, may the Lord show kindness to you as you have shown kindness to your dead and to me. That tells us Ruth has been kind to her mother-in-law. She has been kind to her husband who has died. She has stayed faithful to him and she has been kind throughout her life. And that has meant to someone else being like, I hope kindness comes back to you since you've been so kind. So number one, like Ruth, we can be kind. Number two, another thing we learn about Ruth is she is consistent. She says in chapter 1 verse 16, where you go I will go, where you stay I will stay, your people will be my people, your God my God, where you die I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me ever so severely if anything but death separates you and me. She is consistent. She's like, I'm not just following you on this journey, I'm following you for your life. I am sticking with you always. There is a beautiful consistency in Ruth's commitment to her mother-in-law. where do we need to show consistency in our lives? It could be to your own mother. It could be to your friends. It could be to your relationship. It could be your husband. It could be to church. It could be to your university. Where do you need to show consistency that you're not right now? Where do you need to show up where you're not showing up as regularly as you should be? Because Ruth's story shows us that consistency pays off. Because her choosing to go wherever her mother-in-law goes, where the Lord is leading her, leads to her married with children. Hallelujah! Back then, that's all you dream of. And the Lord blessed her with that because of her commitment here. The next we see is she is reliable. Imagine you are in a happy life, you're married, everything's going well, he dies. You then follow your mother-in-law to the next place. And then you're like, well, we have nothing. Let me glean. Let me be on my hands and knees picking up leftovers in the hope I make enough, I can collect enough food for me and my mother-in-law. That is so reliable. Her mother-in-law, what chances would she have had when she moved home? But because Ruth went with her, and it says in 2 verse 7, it says, she went into the field and has worked steadily from morning till now. She worked steadily. She was not huffing and puffing every hour. She wasn't taking a million breaks. She wasn't off hanging out with her friends and not being, she was consistently in the field. She was working steadily. Where do you need to be steadily working right now for the Lord or for those around you to bless others? Where do you need to be steady right now? And then in that, be reliable. It might be reliable in going on dates with your boyfriend. It might be reliable in serving in the kids team at your church. It might be reliable in starting a podcast and posting every single week. Where do you need to be reliable so that you can work steadily from morning till now? It's so important that we're presenting this kind of person in life. Imagine Ruth was in your workplace. You'd think, that woman, she is just so great. She's consistent, reliable, humble, obedient, and important to God. I want to be her friend. I want her to work on my team. I want her to be part of this church. If we are showing these characteristics of Ruth, we're going to do really well in life. We're going to go really far and we're going to really bless people. The next thing is humble. She says to Boaz when he is blessing her, she says, why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me a foreigner? How humble. She's worked in a field all those hours to help her and her mother-in-law. She could have been like, I'm the hardest working woman ever. I've given so much to your field. I have followed a woman out of my own city. Yes, of course you should notice me. Do you ever have that feeling? Like, I've not done anything great in my life, but yeah, I should get invited up on stage or whatever. I don't know what it will be. But that's amazing from Ruth. She is so humble. Where can we show humility? Where can we go to God? What am I that you, God, chose to send your son to die for me? Who am I, God, that you would use me for your glory? Or you could say, it could be to people around you. If you're in a relationship, who am I that my boyfriend would date me? Who am I? There needs to be a level of humility in our life so that we can be used for greater things. Because if you think you're great, there's a cutoff to how much you can do with your life. But if you are humble and it's like, whatever you use me for, then you can go so far because God's levels will be what you're reaching for. Okay, obedient. She says to Boaz, she says to Naomi, I will do whatever you say. She's obedient. She could have said, I don't want to go and present myself to Boaz. Like, what if he rejects me? I don't want to be in that. Maybe you're on a kids team at church. You're like, I don't want to be working with 7 to 8 year olds. I want to work with the cute 3 year olds. I don't want to do my homework. I want to just watch Netflix. I don't want to go and see my friend after her breakup and talk about breakups. I want to have fun and go to a party. There might be places where you need to be obedient right now that you don't really want to. I can't imagine the nerves Ruth must have felt when she went to do this, like to be like, hey, Boaz, I like you. Oh, don't marry me, you know? But in her obedience, she ended up with a husband and children. Praise the Lord. And the last thing is important. She had her story in the Bible. She was part of the lineage of Jesus. If we live like Ruth, what could he use us for? If we were kind, consistent, reliable, humble, and obedient, and accepted that God sees us as important and plug into his story for our lives, where could he take us? Where could he use you and me? Like, we're not going to be in the lineage of Jesus, but we might start a podcast and help people. You might be a preacher. You might be a worship leader. You might, I don't know, teach people how to ride horses and they get blessed because you're a Christian. I don't know where God wants to use you or what amazing, miraculous things he wants to do with your life, but I know he wants to do them because I've seen him do it in Ruth's life. I've seen him do it in my life, and I know he's going to do it in your life. So let's be kind, consistent, reliable, and humble and obedient this week. How can you resemble Ruth in your life? She was an incredible woman who really portrayed the way women should live. And I love her story. If you haven't read it, please go read it. It's going to really fill you and excite you, and you're going to be blessed by it. Ruth's story is incredible, and it really encourages us to be the right kind of women and behave in the right kind of ways. And it's a love story. Who doesn't love a love story? Okay, guys, thank you so much for watching this Ribs and Knits episode. If you have any questions, don't forget to DM us at Ribs and Knits Podcast on Instagram. Give us a follow on Instagram and TikTok, both Ribs and Knits. We're also on YouTube. Maybe subscribe. You can come watch this video if you haven't been watching. If you're listening in your ears, you can watch me chat for however long. And subscribe, like, comment, give us a rating on Spotify, 5 stars, please. It really helps us out. And share it with your friends, tell your mums, tell your sisters, tell your cousins, tell your best friend all about it, because we want to be blessing as many girls as we can, because there's so many girls in the world to bless. And if we can reach just a small portion of them, that, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. But yeah, I hope you feel really loved. I hope you are more like Ruth this week, and I hope her story really blesses you as it has blessed me in my life. Bye, guys.